This is Day to Day. I'm Alex Chadwick. Coming up, one man's search for the perfect antacid. Now, there's a timely feature, eh? But first, on Thanksgiving Day, a call to the San Diego community of Scripps Ranch. This is the neighborhood where flames roared through hillsides a month ago, destroying more than 300 homes in just a few hours. The area was engulfed in part of the larger Cedar Fire in Southern California. In total, that blaze blackened almost 300,000 acres and burnt down almost 3,000 structures and killed more than a dozen people. On the phone with us from his home in Scripps Ranch is Steve Hummel. Steve, we've been calling people to ask what they're grateful for. As you look out from your home today, what do you see and how do you feel about it?
Alex, as I look out my window today, what I see is still the remains of the rubble, brick chimneys standing in ash and soot and old car hulks and burnt tree stumps. It looks like a scene from an old World War II movie, you know, in Europe.
There were dozens and dozens of homes right around yours in your neighborhood. Yours is the only one left standing.
Well, mine's the only one on my street of 47 houses. It was the only one standing, yes. And it was remarkable. It was pretty, we were pretty awestruck when we saw it, to say the least.
Well, you must be thankful that your home is saved, but with some kind of reservations, I imagine, with some kind of sadness as you look around there, and with some kind of, I mean, no one would choose to live in a home where everything else is kind of burned down around it.
No, nobody would choose that. I feel a responsibility to do it, but I certainly wouldn't choose it. The survival of our home is met with a great amount of sadness. It was the moment we saw the aerial photograph where we knew our house was the only roof on the street, and we knew it was our house, and we had, you know, we just sobbed in a motel room with tears of joy for about 5 seconds, and then it became sobs of grief because we realized the destruction around us. I've never had an emotional roller coaster ride like that one. Yeah, it's so much more than the homes that have been lost here. I know everybody looks at the loss of the material things and say, well, it's just material, and then they say, well, the memorabilia, you know, well, that can't be replaced. But it goes far beyond that when you talk and deal with your neighbors and what they're going through, and my sadness for them is just endless. In the lesser sense, you know, we're very thankful for the house, you know, and that God spared it. And but in a greater sense, we're thankful to God for all that He gives us, for our life, for our home, for the resources around us, and certainly for His Son Jesus Christ to save our souls. So we're very thankful, and it just brings it all in focus. It brings it all into perspective. It makes it all very real, you know, the thankfulness.
I wonder if you don't want to invite all 47 families in your neighborhood to come over and have dinner. You can't really do that.
No, I guess we would like to if we could, but there's been a lot of gathering. There's been a lot of support in the neighborhood, and they've had a lot of that. But I think this Thanksgiving they need to search their, you know, their own lives for what they're thankful for in this, and it's a little tougher than what we have to do because we of course our home survived. For them, they're thankful that they just survived with their lives and their pets' lives, and so it's a more difficult task. I think it's a personal one.
Steve Hummel at home in the San Diego community of Scripps Ranch. Thanks for speaking with us on Day to Day, and happy Thanksgiving.
Happy Thanksgiving to you, Alex, too.
Steve Hummel says he'll be serving dinner tonight for about 15 people, his family and friends.